China Daily Audio News, I'm Suzanne Riddle. Property prices climbing in major cities. Property prices in the country's 70 large and medium cities rose by 7.1% on a yearly basis last month, despite the government's efforts to cool down the market, the National Development and Reform Commission said yesterday. The growth rate, the highest since 2006, contributed to the strong economy, experts said. China's sizzling property market is closely linked with the overall economy, said Anna M. Khalifa, head of the research department at Jones Lang LaSalle Beijing. The country's gross domestic product grew by 11.5% in the first half of the year, beating experts' forecasts. Beihai, Shenzhen, Nanjing, and Beijing led the country in terms of price increases, with growth rates of 15.5%, 13.9%, 11.3%, and 10% respectively. Beihai, a small city at the southern end of South China's Guangxi-Zhuang Autonomous Region, has been at the top of the list for 4 months in a row, reflecting the strong growth in second- and third-tier cities. June and July are generally key times for property sales, not only in China, but also for the entire world, Khalifa said. Property prices in China will continue to grow in the next half of the year, but at a slower pace, Khalifa told China Daily. We expect the property price to grow by around 8% from January 2007 to January 2008, and we've seen most of that growth already. The sales prices of pre-owned houses jumped by 7.8% last month. That was 1 percentage point higher than in May. Shenzhen and Beijing are still among the top 4 cities in terms of price hikes, with growth rates of 16.1% and 9.4% respectively. Though the government has been adjusting its real estate policies, skyrocketing property prices could continue to pose a risk in the second half of the year, raising the possibility that further cooling measures could be on the horizon, said Zhu Zhongyi, Secretary General of the China Real Estate Association. The government could launch measures targeting key cities if the property markets there get out of control, Zhu said. And the restrained attitude towards foreign investment in the property market shows no signs of loosening in the next 6 months. Meanwhile, real estate investment jumped by 28.5% on a yearly basis, topping 989 billion yuan in the first 6 months, according to the NDRC. That was 4.3 percentage points higher than during the same period of last year and 1.6 percentage points higher than the first quarter of this year. The growth is mainly driven by second-tier cities, said Eric Chan, Deputy Managing Director of Seville's Property Service Beijing Company. And we are still expecting more investment in the property sector in the second half of the year, but the growth rate depends on the policy and investment environment. Here are the questions for this article. Number 1. China's rising property prices are closely linked to what? Number 2. If property prices continue to rise, what actions will the government likely take? Number 3. What tier cities are driving the growth? For more audio news, log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn.